Hello and welcome once again to The Blueprint. It's Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmale, Member of Parliament for Haliburton, Kawartha-Lake, Sprock. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a great topic to discuss today. It's on tourism and the recovery, because as we all know, it's probably an industry that hits every community right across Canada. And probably you know someone who has been affected by the catastrophic impact of COVID-19 in the tourism sector. So we're going to bring in Tony Baldinelli. He's the Member of Parliament for Niagara Falls. He's also the special advisor to the leader, Erin O'Toole, on COVID recovery and tourism recovery. So we're going to have a quick chat with him about that. But before we get there, we need to remind you, please like, comment, subscribe, share this program. Also, if you can't listen to the whole thing now, you can download it later on platforms like iTunes, CastBox, Google Play, you name it, it's out there. And together we can push back against the ever-moving Liberal agenda and even provide an alternative source of information that you might not be getting from the mainstream media. So we do need your help with that. So in the meantime, we'll get right into it. We'll welcome Tony Baldinelli. Thank you very much for joining us. And special announcement, it is your birthday today.
That's
not
right.
Really to you an announcement, but to the public, it is a special announcement.
Well, this is a gift unto itself, appearing on your show for the first time. So thanks, Jamie. It's a pleasure being on the show.
I want to think that we coordinated your appearance on the show because of your birthday, but we're just not that organized. So
no, that's right. Perfect coincidence. Perfect timing,
absolutely.
Actually.
Well, for those that don't know, and I think most people do, Niagara Falls is a very tourist-heavy area that relies on it to drive their economy. And I think your area has been hit particularly hard. We can also talk about the urban centers, the major cities who have been hit extremely hard as well. The ones that have built up around their convention centers, the infrastructure that goes into that, and seeing that conferences, hotels, restaurants have gone down significantly because of the lack of travel. Tell us what you're going through in your community, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, and the thoughts to go along with that.
Well, thank you, Jamie. And you're absolutely correct. Niagara Falls is the number one tourism leisure destination in all of Canada. And as our provincial minister likes to say about the impact on tourism with COVID, you know, tourism sector, particularly places like Niagara, we were hit first, we were hit hardest, and it's going to take our sector the longest to recover. In my home community, there's 40,000 people in this community of Niagara, the regional area, that owe their jobs and livings to the tourism sector. We've got about 16,000 hotel rooms, and we provide about $2.4 billion in receipts alone. And almost overnight, when COVID hit in March, that just ended. And what was really impactful was the fact that we were just coming off what would have been considered the best tourism year ever in 2019. So what was happening was a number of these tourism operators were actually taking out loans. They were expanding their hotels. They were building theaters. And for all of that to suddenly almost impact overnight what's happening in Niagara, it's been devastating, in fact.
I think you're bang on in terms of travel industry and tourism industry having massive years in terms of activity. A lot of that had to do with the fact that people had more disposable income, but also the fact that people were noticing that because of that, the market was responding, more flights were being offered, prices were dropping. It became affordable for more and more people because of the good times, as you say, and now we're basically hit to next to zero. We did see decent movement, I think, within provincial tourism, but that still isn't enough because the international tourists are something that I think every sector relies on. And that could be whether it is your area, it could be a local industry or charity that is holding a race or something like that, or a fair. They use international tourists to drive their numbers as well.
No, you're absolutely correct. Here in Ontario, domestic visitation, visitors from within this province and to a certain degree from outside of the rest of the provinces are our number one visitor base. But It's those international visitors. It's those visitors from the United States who probably cross about 13 million into the province of Ontario alone. They're the ones that spend extra amounts of money. They stay a little longer. They'll stay at the restaurants. They spend a significant amount of money, more than a domestic visitor would, per se. So it's really missing those visitations, which ended immediately with the travel bans. And I live in a community that has four international border crossings. So the borders with the United States were closed immediately. And so we've seen the impact of losing those visitors almost immediately as well.
So there are a number of industries that are doing fairly well. The grocery business, some building sectors, hardware stores. I think everyone can point to some area within their community that is doing very well. However, it's been said that Canadian tourism has now gone into survival mode, and that can include hotels, restaurants, bars, nightclubs, you name it. COVID has pretty much destroyed a lot, pretty much all of their business or their ability to open. So what are you thinking? What are you hearing in terms of how do we go into the recovery mode so we don't eviscerate all of these businesses, most of them small businesses that are built on the backs of just everyday people finding an idea, creating a dream of their own and moving with it?
No, you're absolutely right, Jamie. I mean, the impact of tourism on its own, just in Canada, I mean, almost one in 10 workers works in the tourism sector. You know, you're looking about 1.8, almost closer to 2 million people had worked in the tourism sector. And again, immediately with COVID, that was impacted and that changed almost overnight. I mean, the government has created several programs and several, I mean, to be fair, some of these programs are beneficial, but what they've done is they've taken an overarching approach, a kind of a one-size-fits-all approach to their programs and assistance that misses the mark with so many of these small businesses that are out there. For example, I mean, the hotel sector, it probably employs about 300,000 people, workers in Canada alone. I mean, the business credit availability program that the government touted as one of those programs or instruments for that sector. Well, almost 60% of hotels can't qualify for that. The banks right now see them as too high risk. So they're looking for a lifeline right now. You've got to remember these hotel operators throughout the country, they were coming off some of their best years. So these hotel owners were reinvesting back. They're heavily leveraged. They've spent their reserves. Usually they'll build up a base during the summer months and use those reserves to take them through that slow winter period to get them into the next year. Well, those reserves have been spent already to get them through the summer months. And so they're feeling that if things don't change, that we could lose several hotel throughout the country. And that would be a shame. Again, I mean, we're talking a lot of them are small-time business operators, family-run operations. So it's critical that we come forward with a plan, a recovery plan. And that's why, you know, our party has been talking since March. We need a sector-specific tourism recovery plan. And we have yet to see that from this government. And that's disappointing, to say the least.
For those just joining me, I'm speaking with Tony Baldinelli. He's the Member of Parliament for Niagara Falls. He's also the Special Advisor to the Leader, Aaron O'Toole, on tourism recovery. He has a lot of experience based on this in his previous career in the business. So, Tony, I just want to point out this one stat, and I know you know this, but it's pretty impactful when you hear about it. As of June 2020, according to the Travel Industry Association of Canada, cancellations and losses for the business events sector is an estimated loss of $925 million. That's a 79% drop from 2019. We talk about an industry that's been hit hard. We mentioned tourism being in a survival mode in Canada and probably right across the world as well. These, and you mentioned the numbers of the job, this impacts pretty much everyone. This is why we need to have that sector specific funding, but also I think we can even talk about how rapid testing, if Health Canada would finally approve something, could help the tourism industry recover.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, as we slowly start moving forward towards a recovery and that path forward, rapid testing offers us an ability to get moving and get the borders open and get travel happening again as quickly as possible. So that's part of the solution. And as you mentioned, this government has been slow to act. I mean, they've always been a day late. We've been advocating, again, go back several months for rapid testing. Why was it that Air Canada had to implement a pilot project at Pearson Airport on rapid testing on its own? It had to ask almost Health Canada begrudgingly to participate. And lo and behold, what is it? Several months later, the federal government decides to do its own pilot in Calgary. Well, again, a little too late. I mean, at Pearson, they've already done about 30,000 tests. They've got some data. So why don't we build on that? Let's go forward. We need a path forward. And this government, unfortunately, hasn't been able to deliver.
Now, on a local note, how was it this past summer? I know Niagara Falls tried to open a bit. I know there was some interprovincial travel all across the country, whether you're in the Atlantic, in the West, it doesn't matter. There was some movement to incentivize people to travel around their own province and get to know it a bit better. How did you see your area, and what have you heard from other parts of the country as they tried to attempt anything they could to grasp on those dollars that are very scarce at this point?
Well, to your point, I mean, Niagara became a kind of a favorite destination for weekend visits. So people would try to get out of the larger urban communities and come down to Niagara. So you would see increased numbers, but in no way would replace those numbers that had been previously. A former colleague of mine shared a statistic. He was moderating a call with the hotel sector down in Niagara. And I think if I remember the statistics correctly, he said in 2019, the hotel accommodation sector in Niagara generated about $500 million. And up to October of this year, they had generated $151 million. So you've lost about $400 million in that 1 year because of COVID. So that sector has taken that impact on that itself. So, I mean, and take that to the other aspects for the restaurants, for the attraction settings, you know, for the parks. And so, I mean, it has that spillover effect on everyone else's. So it's been quite an impact.
Now, I'm sure it's frustrating to the people you are speaking with all across the country that are involved in tourism, especially when, as you mentioned just a few moments ago, there are groups, there are organizations, there are businesses that are trying to work outside what the government is doing in terms of Health Canada and their slow approach to approving rapid tests, many of which are approved in the United States and in the European Union, which many would say is the gold standard. So that's got to have some frustration when, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, those that have invested in new hotels, new restaurants, new theaters ready to open this summer basically had that shut. And meanwhile, as we go through this whole process, we're noticing there might be a path forward. Rapid testing, other methods, you name it. The tourist industry has a whole slew of ideas. There must be some growing frustration within the business community and the restaurant community as a whole as they start to wonder what it's going to be like this winter.
Well, you're getting that now, Jamie. I mean, especially as we hit the second wave, the growing frustration here in our community is palatable. I mean, for example, our two casinos alone in Niagara employ 4,000 people, Jamie, and they have not, those employees haven't been to work since March. I mean, it's great to have these programs that the government has developed for, you know, those tourism workers, the Canada Recovery Benefit. But I mean, all well, but I mean, these people want to go back to work. I mean, it doesn't make sense to operate a casino with only 50 people. But if you have rapid testing and as their path forward becomes a better and more certainty is developed, I mean, vigilance always has to be the key as we deal with COVID. But what's that path forward? How are we going to get to that stage where we can operate and run that casino, where we can get people back to work? Those 4,000 people want to get back to work. Rapid testing is a means to do that. And again, we've been slow off the mark.
Now, we don't know how the rest of it is going to unfold in terms of how quick Canada is going to be able to distribute the vaccine, how it's going to happen. I think the Prime Minister earlier today did mention that Canada is not at the front of the line in terms of getting their allotment of vaccines, which causes a bit of nervousness, I think, within any industry. And so we're still not sure how it's going to unfold. We don't know how much longer this is going to go on for. We are learning about the deep impacts, but it's not all doom and gloom. I think there are many provinces have talked about the response, which we've done. We're talking about the recovery and how we live with it, the resilience of it all, and how we hopefully are able to save these businesses and these jobs that go with it, the wealth, the opportunity in our communities. So there is a path forward. We just need to see some action by this government.
You're absolutely correct. And what we're starting to see is some of those actions provincially as well. I know in the recent Ontario budget, the government came out with a tax credit program to assist and promote staycations throughout the province. So that will help benefit, as well as programs that will assist those small businesses. What we've done, I mean, is we've continued to advocate for those programs that needed to be changed federally. For example, that rent subsidy program. I mean, Jamie, we wasted 12 weeks. We could have had that program in place by this summer, but this government decided to prorogue Parliament and then waited 6 weeks to implement the legislation. It's in the Senate. It's been passed. But then they realized they've also made a mistake in this legislation. So there's 12 weeks wasted. We could have had this money in the hands of those small businesses starting in September when their rents were due. Now we're going to have to go back and say, now those people who can just apply as of Monday, the program starts as of September. Well, I mean, those people still had bills to pay. And this government was, again, a day short.
Tony, before I let you go back to your birthday celebrations here, you don't look a day over 35. Any parting words?
No, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity, Jamie. And again, talk about the importance of this tourism sector. People don't realize, I mean, there's 338 members of parliament. I think tourism touches us all. And it's an important sector in our economy. And what we need is a path forward. And I look forward to hearing from this government. We've been advocating since March, again, for this recovery plan. Perhaps we'll hear something in this economic statement. But if early indications are anything, I'm not certain, but maybe by a budget in the springtime.
Well, we're hoping for a budget at some point.
At some point.
It would be nice this year.
That's
hopefully.
Right.
Not much time left. Thank you very much, Tony Baldinelli, the Member of Parliament for Niagara Falls. He's also the special advisor to the leader, Erin O'Toole, on tourism recovery. We appreciate his time. We wish him a happy birthday. And we know that he'll be watching and listening next Tuesday, because that's when we have new content. Every Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Great information, great stuff. We're hoping to pass along to you. And that's where we need your help. Please like, comment, subscribe, share this program. If you can't watch it all now on platforms like Facebook, you can download it later for CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, you name it, it's out there. Together, we can push back against the ever-moving Liberal agenda. Please join us again, as I mentioned, next Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, with brand new content. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining us. And remember, as always, low taxes, less government, more freedom. That's the Blueprints.